26 minutes after 8, the footy is back this weekend. Everybody absolutely delighted about that. But can they go, or how many can go? It's a derby on Sunday. It was going to be 60,000. We now believe it's been cut in half. Which of the 30,000 Dockers members will be able to get in?
Right. Simon Garlick will be able to answer that. I'll tell you what, he'll be on top of the world because they're playing really well at the moment. The Fremantle Dockers CEO, good morning to you.
Good morning, Milsey. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well done. The last 2 weeks should be wrapped.
Yeah, really pleased, Milsey. We obviously went over to South East Queensland with a mind of winning as many games as possible, but it was a bit more than just about win-loss for us. We've got a young group, as you know, and a new coach, so the opportunity to be together for that period of time was really beneficial on a number of fronts. And clearly, we've been competitive in every game, so it was disappointing not to get some immediate return, but the last 2 weeks, particularly after quarter time on Saturday, was incredibly pleasing. I think we're seeing the style that Justin wants to play, and particularly with a few men down, it was an incredibly heartening win.
Well, a lot of people have purchased tickets, but is that all going to be cancelled, Simon, and we're going to go to the till again, and what's going to happen there?
Yeah, we have to run through another process, Millsy, unfortunately, with the reduced capacity and the social distancing requirements that go along with that. There's a ticketing registration and allocation process for our members through Ticketmaster that starts on Wednesday. So essentially what we'll look to do, you guys were good enough to have me on a few months ago when we talked about our Forever campaign. We've had a phenomenal response to that, and we'll look to give our platinum pledgers first opportunity from 9 a.m. on Wednesday, where they'll be able to register for tickets. Then those who are silver pledgers who were good enough to help us out through that time as well get an opportunity. So that happens from Wednesday onwards. And then there was quite a number of our members in a pre-sale last Monday before ticket sales were called off who bought tickets. So they also need to be refunded, and those people will get an opportunity from Thursday onwards. So we'll be emailing and SMSing all those people from tomorrow onwards, well, all the detailed information and links that they can use to access tickets.
Okay, so someone getting a refund, will that happen automatically, or will they have to apply for that, Simon?
No, that'll happen automatically. And then those people that bought on Monday of last week will also get an opportunity on Thursday prior to anyone else. If there's any then remainders, which we doubt there will be, left over, then general public will have an opportunity late on Thursday as well.
What about the West Coast Eagles supporter group? Is there any room for them?
So they'll get an opportunity through their standard away team allocation. We were really pleased, Millsy. Last week we were planning to have a pre-sale allocation for West Coast members to access it last Tuesday, but given the significant reduction, we just can't go ahead with that anymore. So West Coast get an allocation as part of their standard away team allocation, as every team does, that they'll be able to use from there.
Right.
Simon, any idea of any more Victorian clubs coming to Perth to relocate here for a short time?
None concrete, Baz. What we're hearing is, like everyone else, that the Carlton and the Bulldogs are next in line. The easiest way to look at it, it's a bit of a process of elimination. What you tend to look at is the sides that neither West Coast or us in Fremantle have played as yet, and those that haven't played each other as well, because they want to get them over here to play three games, basically. So I know Richmond are part of that group, North Melbourne as well, but we're hearing probably what you guys are at the moment, that Carlton and the Bulldogs are the next cabs off the rank.
All right, mate. Well, good luck on the weekend. Great to have the footy back in Perth. Simon Garlick, Fremantle Dockers CEO. Go to the website, the club website, more information there.